There are certain names synonymous with Milwaukee: Bradley, Eline, and today, Coakley. Please join me in welcoming Mike Coakley of C.H. Coakley to Waterstone Bank's All Business.
Thank you, Dr. Boris.
There is confusion in the name Coakley. Can you help our listeners understand which one are you, Mike?
Boy, if I had a dollar for every time I explained the Coakley. But first, I want to send my condolences, my heartfelt condolences to the entire Coakley family with the sad news of the passing of Neil Coakley Sr. He was 88 years old, and my thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Coakley family. Now, as to the Coakley legacy, it actually started in 1888 when my three great uncles, Charles, William, and Henry Coakley, started Orange Lightning Express. Later on, they changed the name to Coakley Brothers, where my father was president and treasurer after World War II throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And in 1978, he started C.H. Coakley & Company. That's where you get the first two Coakleys. You have C.H. Coakley, Mayflower, and Coakley Brothers Allied. A few years later, Neil and his oldest son, Neil Jr., split, and Neil Jr. started Coakley Heritage, a Wheaton van line. And about a decade later, Neil and his second oldest son, Chris, split, and Chris started C. Coakley, a Paul Arpin Agents. That's how you have the four Coakleys.
Holy smokes. Well, the next question I was going to ask you is about your personal family, if I can, Mike. My understanding is your son Mikey is getting into the business, but you also have other kids that have done some things with business as well.
My kids are actually in the business. When I happened to be 15, a long time ago, my father looked at me and said, "How old are you?" I said, 15. He said, "Good. Get on the trucks. I can use your help, plus bring your wrestling buddies along."
Hopefully not driving, but go ahead.
No, not driving.
Okay.
But we're a good source of labor, and movers and farmers are a lot alike. You have a lot of kids to lower your operating costs. And so when you say Mike's in the business, yes, he is. But he just recently graduated in December from Madison, Wisconsin, a business student. And this fall, he hopes to get into Marquette Law, where he wants to get a JD and an MBA.
Pretty cool. Now, C.H. Coakley is involved in all kinds of different businesses. What is the secret to running such a diverse empire of businesses?
Well, my dad had three basic business philosophies. One, hire the right people. Hire, retain, and retain. Two, diversify your service offerings. And three, expand your real estate portfolio.
Okay. And speaking of real estate, you really are investing heavily into Milwaukee. You're clearly bullish on Milwaukee. What is it that you see that perhaps so many others don't?
Well, I think we're fortunate to be in Milwaukee right now. The economy's good. It has been good. And it looks like it's going to be good for the next decade or so. So C.H. Coakley & Company, on the real estate side, we actually purchased our eighth building. We've got approximately 2 million square feet under our care, custody, control. And on the operations side, we've got C.H. Coakley Commercial Office moving. We've got C.H. Coakley Archives. And then we've got a 3PL operations. So we're bullish on Milwaukee because Milwaukee is actually a big town, not a small city. And I think the glide path for Milwaukee and southeast Wisconsin is straight up.
When you have your name on the door and years and generations behind that name, what pressure exists as a sign of Milwaukee?
Well, I think we all feel some pressure. But most importantly, you want to make sure that you're living up to the legacy and that you're positioning the company to do well in the future. And I'm bullish on my son, Mike, again, who's hoping to get into Marquette Law, mm-hmm. as well as earn his MBA from Marquette. And my also daughter, Lindsay, who happens to be a senior this upcoming year, also at Wisconsin. And after her graduation, she wants to come back to Marquette and actually earn her MBA in real estate. So you've got C.H. Coakley & Company, the operating side, which I think Mike will be headed towards that direction. And then Lindsay will look after CMK, the real estate side. So you kind of want to split the two Coakleys up, because mm-hmm. I know a little bit about Coakley.
And then there'll be another Coakley and Coakley. Great. Just what we need, Mike, in Milwaukee. More confusion.
Well, no, actually, I hope to see that they're actually going to be taking one operations and another commercial office.
Well, looking at world domination, looking out 5 to 10 years, where is Coakley headed, and what new frontiers are there to be conquered?
Well, right now, we're actually the largest information management provider in the state of Wisconsin. We want to continue that glide path going forward. We sell three things in order of importance: technology. The commercial office movement is doing terrific. We've had record years the last three. And quite honestly, the glide path forward is good. And I'm hopeful that both Mike and Lindsay will come into the firm, both on operations and the real estate side, and take it to the next level.
All Business is brought to you each week by our friends at Waterstone Bank, another multi-generational enterprise soon to celebrate their centennial. Mike, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Dr. David Borst.
You bet. My pleasure. Join us next week, won't you, at 620 a.m. on 620 WTMJ. This is Dr. Dave of the Family Business Legacy Institute wishing you a great weekend. And as always, remember, God bless.